We asked some military veterans in our audience to weigh in on Syria. How did their experiences affect their opinions on the debate over a possible U.S. strike against the Syrian government? Well, we got a lot of responses, and we'll be highlighting some of them in the coming days. Today, we turn to one vet who answered our call, Mark Fisher. He served in both Kosovo and Iraq. He lives in Chicago. Mark, thanks for joining us, first of all.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Now, since we connected with you initially online, let me just read a sample of what you wrote. You started by saying, "No, I don't think we should get involved in Syria. I'm a reservist and Iraq War veteran. Heard this all before from a different administration." And then you go on to say, "It seems we always have money for someone else, but never enough money for us. If we're going to play heroes, I would rather be fighting in North Korea. We know what they do to their people, but no one seems to care about them." That's a pretty long and detailed response. When you say that you heard this all before from a different administration, how does this current debate about Syria harken back to the past? I mean, where do your thoughts go when you hear the Syria debate in Washington?
When I hear the chemical weapons part, that of course reminds me of the Iraq War where I served, the Bush administration saying that they had these weapons and they have evidence of these weapons. But in the bigger frame, it reminds me back to the Clinton administration when things were going on in the Balkans. And I served in the Balkans and Kosovo.
Right.
When things were going on there, and it seemed like there were distractions from other problems that the administration had going on.
And why does it sound more like that than Iraq?
Well, because it's this humanitarian effort, and we're not going to really get involved, but we're going to get involved. But it's mainly because of the NSA leak, the Snowden leaker. The Civil War has been going on for a couple of years, and now suddenly the red line is the chemical weapons.
So let me get this right. You're tying the possible intervention in Syria to the NSA leak? You really think it's a distraction?
I don't think it's staged to be that way, but I think it's a nice distraction. If they were so concerned about this humanitarian problem, why weren't they there 6 months ago?
What are your concerns if Obama does get approval for a military strike in Syria from Congress?
If he gets approval, you know, they'll probably do a strike. I'm sure everyone can guess, probably make a missile strike or something. But I think we should spend money on people in the United States. I mean, I live in Chicago, and they closed 50 schools here in Chicago. It seems we have money to fight these wars and do all these other things, but we don't take care of things here in the United States.
I mean, as far as Syria goes, I mean, a lot of people say the U.S. should not be the world's police force. But isn't it really more like you're going down the sidewalk, you see somebody getting mugged, don't you have to do something?
I think they should do something about the humanitarian crisis, but I don't think it should always be us. If we want to come in and help them, yeah, let's help them with humanitarian efforts, let's move supplies, let's get people out of there. But, you know, using this military force, it seems to be like our only option. And we're always the bullies doing this stuff. And this is the funny part, I'll tell you, Marco. I served in Iraq, and when me and my friends talk about this, or when I talk about it with my colleagues at work, with the civilians, the bombings and all this other stuff, I always say, this is Afghanistan on Sunday. You know, on Sunday, there's an Apache helicopter that launches a missile into a house, or a Predator launches a missile somewhere in Waziristan, and a bunch of civilians get killed. And now when the Assad regime does it, and I don't like the Assad regime, but suddenly they're a bunch of big bad guys, you know. And I'd like to see the numbers compared. I'd like to see the difference between some of the stuff we've done in Iraq or Afghanistan or in Pakistan versus what these guys are doing. Yeah, we're not using chemical weapons, but are we hitting civilian targets? Sure, we're hitting civilian targets. Are people getting killed by it? Yeah, sure. Are we using tanks against people? Yeah, of course we're using tanks against people. I heard McCain saying that the other day, and I thought to myself, well, that's Iraq 03, 04, you know? I understand the humanitarian crisis, and I think that's got to be addressed, but this, you know, firing tomahawks at every problem, I don't think it's going to work things out. And, you know, why isn't the Arab League involved? Why aren't any of these other countries involved helping these people?
Remarkable, Mark, to hear you use words like a bully to describe the U.S. right now, because that's a word that's been wheeled out by a lot of critics in the Arab world.
I love my country, you know, but that's kind of what I think we're starting to become. Who are we to decide these things?
Mark Fisher, an Iraq War veteran from Chicago, Illinois. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And for any vets or families of vets, we'd like to hear your views on U.S. intervention in Syria. To share your thoughts and be part of the community of vet contributors, just start by texting the word RETURN to 69866.